Yehoshua, Perek, Beis, Pasuk, Tes, Zion. So we continue where Rahab has helped the two spies escape. She has, I don't want to say extorted from them, but extracted from them a promise to let her family live. And they even promised more, according to some of the Mefarshim, that they would even give them glory and riches later. So now she gives them advice, now that they have been dropped off outside the wall, but the parties of soldiers looking for them are still on patrol, and some of them still chasing down to the Yarden River on a phantom mission to try to catch up with people who hadn't yet escaped. Vartomer Lohem, so she said to the two Meraglim, the two spies, Ahara Lechu, go to the mountain, meaning go in the opposite direction from where you would think you should go. Going down to the Jordan River is downhill, down to the riverbank. They're going to go a little bit perhaps north. It doesn't specify the direction. West, one would figure, away from the eastward Jordan River, and go to the mountainous area, Penyifka Ubachem Harodfim, lest the people chasing you shall meet you, shall encounter you and find you. Benach Besem Shama, and hide yourselves there, Shloshes Yamim, for 3 days. So the Rabbanim said, the Chazal said, was a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, that 3 days was the amount of time they needed to be safe. Rahab wouldn't have known this otherwise, but she was getting communicated from a higher source to tell them that by the end of 3 days, they're going to give up on the search. Ad Shov HaRodfim, she continues, until the searchers, the chasers, return back to Yericho. V'achar tel chuladarkechem. And then go back in the regular direction you were going to go across the Yarden River to rejoin the Jewish camp. So very wise advice. Wise advice, perhaps inspired by Ruach HaKodesh. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomaru Eleho Ho'anoshim. So the Meraglim said back to her, Nikiyim Anachnu Mishvuaseicha Zeh Asher Hishpatanu. So we are clean, we are quits with this oath that we made. So we made an oath that will no longer have a t'nai on it. So as long as, and they're about to describe what the conditions are, as long as you keep only your family with you, then you can rely on our promise to save them. But we are going to be quits on this oath if you abuse it in any way. So what they're doing is giving her a little bit of a warning that we will be blameless. Nikiyim anachnu, we will be blameless in this oath if you mess around with what we have already discussed. And so they continue. Hine anachnu bo'im bo'aretz. So behold, when we come into the land, when Klal Yisrael crosses the Jordan River into Eretz Yisrael proper, es tikvas chut hashoni hazeh tikshiri b'chalon asher horadatenu bo. In the window by which you let us down out of the wall, tie this thread of scarlet string, hashoni, in your window. So it'll be the exact window that we climb down. We'll know exactly where to look for it. Tie a scarlet rope or a scarlet thread in the window without explaining to anybody exactly what you're doing, so nobody will realize that it's a sign to us. They'll just think it's a nice window decoration. And so your father and your mother and your brothers and all that are in your father's household, gather to yourself into this home, into this apartment where you live. So we need to have a sign so that all of the Jews will know not to attack this particular house when they are busy rampaging through the streets of Yericho as it is necessary. And it's going to be a string that was made of the same linen that was made out of the flax stalks that she used to hide them. So it's a very appropriate sign. Some say it was a string. Some say it was the rope that she used to lower them down in the first place. That's why the pasuk said Asher Ho Radatenu Bo. It's the exact same rope, so it's a very good reminder. Some say it was a piece of the hem of a cloak or a garment of some kind, and it's a tikva. It's a reminder, which is also a word for hope, for tikva, that she can hope to be saved by giving the tikva reminder to the Jewish people. And in fact, later on, when we get to later on Psukim, there are hints that not only is the shani a scarlet rope, but the shani also implies, if you use the divrei hamaskel, the first letters, shani shmone neviim yotsu, that eight neviim came from Rahab's line later on. So she's going to get tremendous credit, both in heavenly terms and in physical terms, for what she did for the Meraglim to let them go free. But v'hoya, pasuk yutes, kol asher yetze midal sebeisei chachutza, but any of your relatives who leave from the doors of your house and go outside in the streets while we are conquering, domo v'rosho, his blood is on his own head. He is responsible for himself. V'anachnu nikiyim, and we are not responsible. We are clean of our oath if they violate the terms. V'chol asher yiyeh itach babayis, domo v'roshenu. But anybody who remains with you inside your home, the safe house with the scarlet thread in the window, his blood will be on our responsibility, on our heads. Im yod tiyebo, if any hand touches them. The im tagidi es varenu ze pasachof, but if you tell anybody about this arrangement, v'hayinu nikiyimish v'aseich asher eshbatanu. So they repeat again that if you tell anybody about this agreement that we made, then we are completely exempt from this oath. Now notice, at no point did they actually take an oath. They say asher hishbatanu twice, but they never say shovim anachnu. They never say we swear. But it is obvious that they considered themselves very strongly bound by their words, by their oath. And this actually shows us that if somebody agrees to an oath, if somebody says amen to somebody else's oath, we see this with the sota. When the Kohen decrees what happens to the sota who's guilty versus innocent, and the woman is supposed to say amen, that we see how serious this oath is. Kalev and Pinchas took it very, very carefully, and they could have gotten out of it. They could have said later that we were under pikuach nefesh. We only agreed to it to save our lives. We only said so because Rahab was going to turn us over to the authorities. But they considered it to be completely valid, completely binding. And in fact, Chazal tell us that we should avoid swearing, we should avoid making oaths, because they are to be undertaken very, very seriously, and by very righteous people who are careful to try to fulfill everything that they have sworn to do.